Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
Those who do not remember the past are destined to repeat it. I have no idea who said that. I just know I've heard it a lot. And I also know that when it comes to communication, if I am looking forward and trying to have new experiences, I can't do that by thinking about how communication has been before. I mean, look, everyone, I have been struggling because as I've come back from my summer break, it's just been a lot of heavy conversations, heavy communication, heavy hearts, harsh words, judgment, finger pointing. And you know me, I like a good fun story as much as the next person and feel like it's been a little heavy around here. So this week I tried my best to lighten it up, but it feels like there's still a little more digging to do. So we dig. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach. It's what I do. And each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. Finding words to move forward. It's a tough pill to swallow and a tougher thing to do, and I do not propose that I solve the problems in today's podcast. But what I do in this week's podcast is point eyes forward, out of the rearview mirror, out the windshield. So this week, how to look forward. What is it like? What does it mean to look forward in communication when there is so much connection to the past? So take a seat, eyes forward, because this is Talk Unleashed. I have been sitting here trying to think of some light topic. It just feels like since coming back after my summer break, it just feels like everything has been so heavy. And I guess the truth is that the world has been kind of heavy. The challenge has been, how do you hold on to joy? How do you hold on to life in the midst of what feels like the world burning all around you? I guess it would also be helpful if I talked about that in the first person. Can't really speak for anyone's experience but my own. But especially in the work that I do, the communication coaching work that I do, working with people, teaching the path to fierce compassion, compassionate communication, and everybody has really been struggling with that a lot lately, myself included. It's always fun listening to the hunting dogs catching scent of something. You know, out where I've been living, it's not like there's a whole lot of human interaction, actually. I work from home. I spend a lot of my day in Zoom meetings and other online meetings and phone calls. And a couple days a week, I may go into Richmond or into one of the other towns that's a little bit closer. And of course, in those scenarios, I'm interacting with folks, but typically I'm out doing errands, so it's not like I'm chatting. But just really everywhere I've gone, people seem to be, I don't know, a little more tightly wound, just trying to take a breath. So today, after having had another pretty intense, really productive, but super tense week, I took a day and went for a hike, and I went out for a hike in Appomattox. Now, if you have been listening to this podcast for a little while, you know that I have done a number of episodes about Appomattox, Virginia, especially not long after arriving here in Virginia at the beginning of 2023 and realizing that I had just placed myself squarely
into the part of the country where the country actually ripped in half back in the 1800s in the Civil War, and that Appomattox is actually the area not only where the war ended, where the last one of the most bloody battles of the war took place, where the treaty was signed, but not too far from where the war actually began as well. That this place is uncommonly marked with a particular understanding of conflict against your neighbor. Not conflict with some foreign enemy, but conflict with the person who might live next door, and maybe even within your own family. You know, I'm not a geopolitical expert. I am not an expert in the Middle East. What I am is an expert in communication, language, and the motivators underneath why people say what they say and how they say it. And most importantly, how to navigate shifting that so that communication can shift, so that it can connect, engage. And when people are afraid and uncomfortable, they don't think. And when they don't think, the words that come out come from the subconscious. They come from fear, and they typically don't land very well. I was talking with my mom a number of months ago. I had informed her that I no longer saturated myself in the news every day. In fact, I don't turn on the news at all. I get information. I keep up with various news sources, ones that I know are close enough to the middle of the spectrum. So I stay informed, but I just don't saturate myself in the repeated cycle of biased, finger-pointing, blaming someone else, energy that seems to be the de facto standard for things that are proposing that they are media outlets. Organizations that used to be venerated, organizations that used to be the penultimate source of information, organizations that used to uncover things and do investigative journalism that brought truth to light. Those days are long gone. Now it's about who gets more clicks, who gets more visibility, and who can be more sensational to grab as many eyeballs as possible. So I opt out. I don't engage. And I told my mom, look, I'm really not interested in it. I'm interested in being happy. While I don't propose to be a mind reader, I can't presume to know what my mom was thinking when I said it, but her facial expression was pretty telling. It was as if I had turned into some hippie protester from the late 60s. Come on, man, just tune out, turn on, and be cool, you know? Or perhaps I had started playing that song by Bobby McFerrin in the background, Don't Worry, Be Happy. Now, let me be clear. Being happy doesn't mean being uneducated to me. Being happy doesn't mean being disconnected or unaware. To me, it means I'm not saturating myself in it, and I am choosing to do things that put me in an energetic space of feeling good. Because when I'm feeling good, I'm productive. When I'm productive, I do good things. When I do good things, I'm useful to other people who then go on and do things, and they are useful. And so the ripple of a more positive nature can go out in the world. Because here's the thing, as I'm wrestling with how heavy everything is, the truth of the matter is I can look at everything that's going on in the world and let it rip me to pieces because there's nothing I can do about it. Or I can focus on being okay in my part of the world and putting some good, positive, productive effort out into my part of the world, which then touches people who do it in their world and so on and so on. And maybe, just maybe, if enough people got their head out of their collective posterior and just did that, maybe the world wouldn't be such a shit show. Back to the topic of everything being so damn heavy. Like I said, I have chosen to look at the world that I am in, look at my immediate surroundings, and see what I can do in that space to feel better and contribute, to contribute in a way that's meaningful, which is great and productive and amazing. And I look at the people who are in a position to maybe move the needle more substantively. Leaders of large nations, people who run large NGOs, people who run large corporations, people who are elected officials in different countries, people who literally do have their hands on the levers that can move the dial. Everybody's so busy talking about retaliation for this and response to this, and then looking at history. Here's what's happened. And if only you look back at how this had been done, and the only way to move forward is to look forward. The only way to look forward is to be informed by our past, but not shackled to it. And I don't know how any of them can make any movement in the world when they're so damn attached to the past. I have a wonderful friend in my life. When I was going through some particularly challenging personal growth, she said to me, "Kathy, you can look at your past. Just stop staring at it all the damn time." Being informed by history without being attached to it. Looking forward and creating new possibility. Friends, I don't know how it gets done. I just know that it has to. Because the way things keep going, they're not going to change unless it does. So what can I do about it? What can you do about it? How can I do that in my own life? Because when I look at what's happening on a larger scale and I look at the arguments of Israelis versus Palestinians and the history of what the Israeli government has done and the Palestinians and Hamas, and I look at all of it, and then I look at my own life, I see where I am still attaching to patterns of my own past, that I'm basing how I behave and act today in a lot of different ways on experiences that I've had in the past. And then what happens when I do that is I end up repeating the past. So, eyes forward. It's a pretty good place to put them. And after all, I don't drive a car looking into my rearview mirror the whole time. That would end up not going particularly well. Maybe that's what we need to do. Be informed by the past, especially when it taps us on the shoulder and says, "Hey, remember that lesson that you didn't learn before? It's back again." And when that lesson does come up again, make a choice based on looking forward and not based on the past.
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully 5. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in. So feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.